what happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
A blood up, do, do, I do, I do, I do, do, do.
You got caught on repeat.
Wicker, wicker.
It's an I do, do joke, Jason.
Oh, is it? Okay. Nothing like starting the show off with a good doo-doo joke.
Yeah.
We start how we finish. Welcome into the Spitballers, episode 236. Al Borland in the building. The judge is here. And we're getting things going. Andy, Mike, and Jason with you. Would you rather? Is this real life? And we are drafting the worst places for a proposal.
There's a lot of bad places out there, people.
This is true. It is very much an exercise of choosing the worst of the worst. There are lots of different opportunities, but I want to find the right...
To disappoint people.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends on what you think makes a proposal bad. Is it awkward? Right. Is it a gross place?
We could disagree. I don't know.
We'll find out soon enough. At SpitballersPod on Twitter. We're on Instagram as well on the website, spitballerspod.com. Let's get it going.
Would you rather?
Dan from Patreon, would you rather it be socially acceptable to wear whatever you like at any and all times, or have I don't want to be an acceptable excuse to skip any one event per month with no strings attached?
Okay.
So sometimes when we try to get out of things, maybe we make more creative excuses than the truth, which the truth sometimes is, I don't want to.
Yeah.
In fact,
the truth is almost always that.
I'm a little ashamed about my response to one of my children the other day.
Ooh, let's hear it.
Because I didn't have the tact to be creative in my reply.
Yep.
And my daughter... my daughter really loves, you know how people like a good back rub? She likes a good, like, foot rub, like her feet.
Sure.
Rubbed.
Who doesn't love a good foot rub?
Well, just like, but like softly on the feet.
The soft tickle.
Yeah, the soft tickle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
However.
We call those fairy tickles in my house.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Continue.
She really, really likes those.
Do fairies tickle, like, with their wings?
I don't. They're very tiny.
Yeah, no, like a little.
They
soft.
Don't have a lot of yeah. pressure.
They don't have the muscle,
right.
to make it like a massage.
Exactly.
Yeah. In their world, they are massaging.
They're doing as hard as they can. Okay. It's very soft.
So she loves that. However, as you might be aware, your feet are used for walking, and so
that's just what they'll do.
The feet are quite dirty, and so I most of the time oblige. And if I don't, sometimes I'll just say something like, "Oh, I'm tired," or something. And like 2 days ago, she's like, "Will you rub my feet?" And she was watching, we were sitting down to watch a TV show. And I just said, "No." And she goes, "Why not?" And I just said, "I don't want to."
Yeah.
Because,
good for you.
Which I don't think I've ever said exactly like
good
that.
For
I normally just sugarcoat it a little bit to be nice. And I just laid it out there. I just said, "I don't want to."
I see nothing wrong with that. That's
welcome
that's,
to real life.
Yeah, that's what I'll tell my kids.
Like, and there was no reply. She had no answer for it.
Well, because at that point, it's like,
got
why?
Me right out of it.
Why don't you want to? And then you're like, well, I don't love you. And then, you know.
Right. No, that was option two. But,
right.
But what I'm saying is, it's like, it was a little freeing to just be honest and say, I don't want to.
If the I don't want to excuse to skip an event was totally acceptable. And I think there are certain situations where it would be. Like, I know if I'm the receiver of that, if I've got an event and someone says, no, I really don't want to do that, I would be like, that's totally fine. But you don't know that. You don't know for sure if they will have their feelings hurt if you just say, I don't want to. But if you knew for sure that this was totally okay, they don't mind at all, man, that would be nice to just say, I don't want to go to that birthday party.
What's worse? Someone giving you the excuse of, I don't want to, or someone saying, I'm too tired. Because they really are one and the same. Very, very, very often, the reason if you say, why don't you want to do that? Well, I just don't want to. Okay, well, that's why not? And if you really get down to it, because I'm old and I'm tired.
What well, see, that's, is worse?
You get the advantage. The older you get, you do that's, unlock some.
It's the second layer of the truth.
You unlock some secret excuses. Like, you know, when you're young and you say, oh, no, I'm too tired to go out at 8 o'clock, that doesn't make sense.
Right.
But if you are older, like you have kids, you've got a job, you could be tired.
So now I could just, I can go a third layer and I could just say, I'm overweight. So really tired and that's I don't want to.
That's your excuse.
That's the, if
I'm
we're getting real down to the truth, I'm too heavy.
Because it's, why, well, why are you too tired?
Look well, at me.
I carry around, yeah. carry around some extra weight.
So actually, if I go a fourth layer deep here, you say, you want to come to my party? I go, I eat too much. Which, so no, I, because now I'm overweight, and now I'm tired, and
if
I
so,
don't want
facto,
to.
Good
and,
night.
You're like, and I don't go to sleep on time. So really, okay, let's go five layers. Say, why don't you want to do this? Because I have no self-control.
Right. Whoa. Yeah.
Okay. A little too honest.
Yeah.
That's
I'm able to say this right now, because I have no self-control.
That person has now vanished, and I'm just talking into a mirror. I'm looking at myself going, I can't do this because I have no self-control.
The problem with the I don't want to excuse, it doesn't work often in a family or a marriage, because it is a selfish reply.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, if my wife says, which she often does, can you hang out and help me clean up the dishes after we eat? If I just turned and said, I don't want to, and went and played on my phone,
yes.
It would not work, because she needs help.
Absolutely.
Now, if we were a team with the I don't want to response for another person inviting us to something stupid, now Jason would get one weekend back every single month, because his birthday schedule is...
It's
overwhelming.
It's every Saturday.
Yeah. So
how many? There's 52 weeks in a year?
Yeah.
Well, that is the minimum amount of birthday parties that I am supposed
You're
to attend.
You're only getting 12 of those 52 back with that one. So is it better?
That's all right.
Is it better to be socially acceptable to wear whatever you want? Because let's take the inhibitions away. Let's say you legitimately.
I'm in my underwear then.
Okay.
Like that's like.
Okay. Step one.
Step one. I'm in my underwear. If I'm at home alone. I'm in my underwear.
Really?
Like that. Oh, 100%.
Really?
The kids are gone. Tiff's gone.
It's impossible
for
me.
Walk inside clothed, and I will disrobe. I will take... It's not like I wake up in my underwear and I decide I'm just going to chill and hang out.
That's
no,
just
I
how comfortable you are.
I will come home. I will take my shirt off. I'll kick those shorts off. And
winter.
Inside the house is temperature controlled, Mike. I live in a...
There's no
way... I have AC and heat.
There's no way for me not to picture... that situation as whitey tidies.
No, oh come on, man.
No, that's what it is.
That's so, not what it is.
That's
I don't,
what it
I
is.
I have literally. I don't think I've owned a pair of whitey tidies since. When I was three.
If that was the only underwear you could wear, would you have the same policy with your clothing?
Interesting.
No,
question.
Because if that was the only underwear I could wear, then I would no longer wear underwear. I would be free balling, and I'd be in real comfortable shorts.
Okay, just like some basketball shorts.
Yeah.
So if it was socially acceptable for you, and no shame, to come to work in your boxer shorts, which I'm assuming you wear. No, you wear the boxer briefs.
I've got boxer briefs, yeah.
Yeah, so if it was socially acceptable, that is what you would do. You would be in them right now.
No way. No way. Because socially acceptable and being self-confident enough for something like that, those are very,
very
different.
They're not the same?
No, not at all. Everyone else can see me as fine. And they,
so do you go out?
Well, what about like a bathing
suit? Do you go out
suit?
In like a bed sheet then?
What? Why, well, he's finding clothes.
Yeah, what? I would just wear my clothes.
If you could wear a muumuu, Jason.
Why not?
If it were socially acceptable for
are
you
we
to...
Are we joking? Like that isn't more comfortable?
That would not
I
be.
I do not think that a bed sheet would be more comfortable.
No.
Well,
no
I'm, like just to so let you know.
Like a bigger shirt and loose... I mean, Mike, you are the king of the sweatpants.
Yes.
That's a 100% a choice based on how they feel.
Yes, because they move with, but they're not big like parachute pants. They're a slim fit sweatpants.
I'm gonna tell you, this might surprise you, but I'm pretty comfortable right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm wearing clothes, but I'm actually
wears a collared shirt and says they're comfortable.
Oh, this is this material? Are you kidding me? This is no, soft
but
and
but there are like they call that. When you go to the pool or the beach, yeah. you're in a swimsuit,
mm-hmm.
socially acceptable
mm-hmm.
for you to wear a suit.
And I wear a suit, and I am self-conscious.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So yeah. There you go.
And you wear a whitey tidy swimsuit.
Of course. Yes. I would never wear whitey tidy underwear, but my swimsuits are all whitey tidy.
Why haven't we come out with that?
With what? The Speedo?
The whitey tidy Speedo. Well, like with all of the lines and everything.
They just draw them on.
Yeah, they draw them on. That's a funny Speedo, man.
What would you do if you... It's so funny, the social norms of underwear versus...
Even Speedo v. Speedo. Yeah. One of them looks like a pair of...
Oh,
lighty.
That's disgusting. No, look closely. It's the front is
not
flush.
Not too closely.
There's no seams on
it's
the front.
Totally
like,
okay.
Oh, you're wearing a Speedo. That's
you,
totally... Yeah.
You got me.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
one. I am absolutely getting out of an event every single month. To answer this question, I will skip one and I will... be so okay. happy to do so.
Yeah, I got to go with that one, too.
Yes. Because, yeah, like there's not many places where you're like, you can... The worst is dressing up, but that's far and few between. And you can just suck it up for every once in a while.
Ben from the website, you have you have to live in Alaska for 3 months every year.
Beautiful.
Would you rather have 3 months of 24-hour sunlight in the summer or 24-hour darkness in the winter? This is not a hard choice for me.
No.
Yeah. Not hard.
Would
at
you
all.
Like to have a sleep mask on when you sleep, unfortunately, or hate your life and be depressed around the clock?
You are just on vampire watch.
I just can't see
nonstop.
I can't see the benefits of the 24-hour darkness.
No. Let me make the case for you. It'll be really easy to sleep at night without a sleep mask. That's
I mean, they make
the
blackout.
Entirety.
They make out blackout curtains. I don't
know.
Even need a sleep mask.
But you don't need the blackout curtains either. So now you're saving money on curtains.
Those are pricey.
Honestly, blackout curtains are more than you think.
Won't I need to buy light bulbs?
Ooh, yeah.
But you'll buy light bulbs either
That's
way.
An interesting cost. We got to weigh the cost analysis
yeah,
here. Blackout
no
shades.
No one's going to live.
I'm going to need some UV lights.
What do the plants do up there during all this
Die.
Time? Really?
I mean, like the trees, the evergreens.
Oh, they just do winter. They do winter stuff.
All right. Yeah.
They hibernate.
Let me change this question up a little bit. 3 months every year in Alaska, but you are in the 24-hour, never gets dark, always light in the summer. Or... 2 weeks a year in Alaska. So what you're getting back is your time.
You're saying, or 2 weeks in darkness or 3 months in sunlight.
Yes.
Yeah, 3 months in sunlight. Alaska's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you still, I mean, you're away from, let's assume your family is moving with you, but you're away from extended family. And
well, I mean, you're making it more like it's a sentence. Like, I've been sentenced to this.
Yeah.
And in that case, I guess if I'm trying to get back, I'm going to take the 2 weeks. I'm going to get a nice, long nap where I don't know, up from down for 3 weeks. Aaron Rodgers style.
I don't know.
Is it really like that in Alaska at certain points?
I assume Alaska has. Because
yeah, it is.
As soon as you go far enough north.
We have some family that live
happens.
There.
Why would anyone live there then?
Because it's beautiful.
I mean, not when it's, you can't but, see it. It's dark.
Yeah, I don't know how you're like, well, I'm going to stay here for this part. But, I mean, once you live somewhere, it's like, why do we live in Arizona? Like,
oh, that's a good point,
it's
Mike.
Pretty miserable for like 7 to 8 months of the year.
Living's just tough anywhere.
Yeah.
You just got to deal with, I mean, got to deal with something somewhere.
But I did take a summer trip with the fam one time to Iceland, and we were there at a point where it was, the sun doesn't go down. And it's very strange to be walking around, we're in Reykjavik, the main city, it is midnight. We're walking around this
right,
city,
right?
And you're exhausted inside, but your body is so freaked out because that the sun is up. But you're like, we're not supposed to be sleeping now. So it's a tiredness that you've never experienced because it's not like the midday. Oh, groggy, I need a nap. It's I think I'm supposed to go to sleep. But I'm pretty sure I'm supposed to be awake.
Yeah, the world's not giving you permission around you to go to sleep.
Right. And you're like, there's still some people out.
Is it good? Like, is it cool or is it weird?
It's super weird. But I mean, there's aspects of it that are cool. And you just, everyone seems to have blackout shades and you wear an eye mask and it's, you get through it. It's
fine. I'm visiting Alaska here in the not too distant future for the first time in my life. So I'm excited to see the sun.
No, I'm sorry. It's the darkness time.
Oh, dang it.
This is
going to
be a very
poorly.
Different cruise than you're expecting. Okay.
You got to take the light.
Violet, who I almost thought their name was Violent, which is not as good of a name. Violet from Patreon.
Violet, you're turning violent.
Redemption for the chips dip slam dunk last week. You're now eating a plate of cheese and crackers.
That was a good question. Oh, yeah.
Would you rather run out of cheese first or run out of crackers?
Oh,
there we go.
What? This is
a legit question.
Yeah, it is. And I'd rather run out of crackers.
I'd rather run out of crackers.
Eating cheese is awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
Eating crackers without cheese is fine. But eating cheese is awesome. It is absolutely. If you had to tell me, I'm going to a party and they set out two platters.
Mm-hmm.
And one platter is crackers only, and one platter is cheese only. I'm going to the cheese side.
Yeah, the cheese squares.
So you might go there first, okay? You might say,
in the middle and last.
Not when you eat the quantities that I do. If I was to sit there and have a plate that is just one of these things, like I will snack on crackers. Like, you know,
what types of crackers?
Like Wheat Thins.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
like get a box.
That's more of a flavored cracker.
When I make, Ritz is a flavored cracker. Those are buttered. What do you mean?
It is.
No.
I mean, not
Ritz
like
has a flavor.
Okay, I don't think of wheat. I think of Wheat Thins as more of a variant on a traditional cracker.
What about a saltine?
I could eat more Wheat Thins than cheese.
So if we're talking saltine or cheese, then I want the cheese.
Okay.
But if we're talking Wheat Thins or Ritz,
I mean, you start
versus
getting,
cheese, I could keep eating these crackers and have a blast.
But yeah, you're going to put some Cheez-Its in there. It's a whole new ball game. Cheez-Its is a cracker.
Oh, man.
The cheese is baked in.
The answer.
Cheez-Its, you can eat.
Cheez-Its. Loophole.
You talk about what I would do in Alaska for 2 weeks in the dark. I would eat Cheez-Its for two straight weeks.
Guys, I can eat Cheez-Its forever.
They don't stop.
The Costco-sized Cheez-Its are a problem and should be outlawed because, again, no self-control.
Yeah.
You got to look in the mirror.
And say, stop buying these products, because one of the things I have realized.
Is your fault, Cheez-Its.
The older that I've got, you know, you go through the store and you know, there's all these cool snacks or whatever. But one thing that I think is hard to remember in the moment, but you have to, is that when you purchase whatever you're purchasing that is a sweet, a snack, a junk food, a bag of chips, right? You have to remember that when you buy that, you're going to eat it.
Yes.
The whole point is to eat the entirety of what you're purchasing. And so it's like, oh, I'm going to get all these snacks. Cool. You want to know what you're going to do? You're going to ingest them all.
Well, but I do believe, like, if when I'm buying a Cheez-Its from Costco, I'm saying, this is for my family of five.
Yeah, that's how it starts. That's the excuse. And then the TV goes
That's how they get it in the house.
That's exactly. They're sneaking it in the door saying,
family
they
size.
Say family size. That's
and then
nonsense.
You're just size.
You ever shared a family size Reese's with the family? No. Family size.
Okay. Candies. These
shareables.
Like the peanut butter M&Ms.
Break me off a piece of that. No, won't.
Yeah, get out of my life. The family size of the shareable, I don't remember what they call it, the peanut butter M&Ms. That's my serving.
American sized.
Yeah. If I'm sitting down for a movie, I need that bag because your tiny little individual serving or just the regular size bag, it's just, I'm going to be ripping so many open and so much trash.
The real trick, and I hate it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to do this. I'm not strategic with this. But the real trick is if you buy the individual portion bags that you would send with your kids to lunch or whatever, like whether it's the Pringles little canisters or the individual Cheez-It bags.
Yeah.
If you buy those instead, you will be better at this because you will get one and you will be dissatisfied, but then you will have to make the mental decision to go get a second bag.
I've already made the decision before I leave the pantry, though.
Right. Oh, you leave with three bags?
I'm leaving with multiple bags.
It still makes you feel dumber.
I will say this, there is more shame.
And people can tell. There's more shame. People can see three wrappers.
Yeah, well, see, I do this solo time. Is really, so it's hidden.
In underpants.
It's hidden, right, exactly. Not whitey-tighties.
In the dark pantry.
But I can guarantee, I remember this was probably about 2 weeks ago where I did go grab a bag of chips. And I did go grab three bags of chips. I left on one trip with three of the school-sized bags. I was like, I'm going to be hungry after one of them little bags.
Yeah.
And in my defense, those bags are not big enough for my appetite.
Wait. That's the whole point.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
appetite size.
This is why. This is why I go back to.
This is a heck of an episode.
Not buy it.
Don't go hungry to the store.
The problem is the purchasing.
Yes.
Oh. You go hungry to the store. I want to try everything I see.
Yeah. When you go to Costco, pro tip, go to the little cafe first. I know it's at the exit. Sneak in the exit. Get yourself a hot dog or a slice of pizza.
Here's your solution for not eating so much.
Then go
a hot dog and a pizza.
Yes, that's my kind of diet. Man, I am.
Pre-eat.
I am telling you this
it's
right
like
now.
It's like a pregame. Jason is pregaming for Costco.
Yeah.
By throwing down a dog.
We've had quite a bit of
this was his real secret trick.
Yeah, it's not working yet. But
sneak in the exit, eat a hot dog and a pizza, and then you won't buy as much.
Yeah.
Have you done the roll the hot dog in the pizza trick?
I have not done that because it is too public. There's two things I can't do. One is that in public, and the other is last till I'm home with a Costco pizza and hot dog. I'm housing those things right in the moment.
Oh, man.
It is. So to peel back the curtain here, we are recording right now at 9:53 in the morning. And when we finish this episode, I am eating something immediately. I'm going right to that kitchen and I'm making a meal.
I'm going to Costco.
You're going to get some phone calls from some interesting professionals after this episode of the show.
Yeah. Also,
but I'm going
if you
cheese.
Can help me, please reach out. I need you.
Assuming that the crackers are plain in any way, I'm going to go cheese. If you start to mix in variants of crackers, I'm going crackers.
I'm going to assume that I did not buy the world's worst, most plain, boring crackers, and I will take the crackers.
Mike?
But they, if you're having crackers and a cheese
they're gonna
plate.
It's going to dry you out.
But I'm saying like it's going to be boring crackers for a cheese plate.
That's right. That's how I was viewing it. Is what you would, the kinds of crackers you would put cheese on, which...
They're still
other
good.
Other than Jason, I've never been to a place... where I've had cheese served with Wheat Thins.
Oh,
it's always
gosh.
Cheese
also,
served
you
with
guys
crackers.
Are in on Wheat Thins?
Oh, Wheat Thins are so good.
They're just not crackers.
They
That's
are,
all I'm saying. They're look, cookies. They got a lot of sugar in them.
This will be, I think, disliked here, especially based on our previous conversation. And don't hear what I'm not saying. Cheez-Its are amazing. Wheat Thins, greater sign.
What?
Cheez-Its. Dude, absolutely. Without a
Wheat
doubt.
Wheat Thins, greater sign, nothing.
Not a big Wheat Thin fan.
No,
huh?
This is a man who has not had Wheat Thins recently.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
I've had Wheat Thins.
Nah, I'm
bringing
it.
To put them above Cheez-Its is kind of blasphemous.
Everything I need to experience from Wheat Thins.
Also, regular Cheez-Its, not the super toasted that my wife keeps buying.
You know, I prefer the super toasted.
I just
is not
had
as good.
Super toasted the other day.
I want
They're
a super
great.
Toasted mixed in here and there. I don't
right.
want them constantly.
They're
it's
good.
Like a brownie. I want both the edge
where
and
you,
the inside.
Where are you at with the white cheddar?
Well, I'll eat those for days. I mean, the white cheddar is goated.
That probably is the best.
Do they have like a party mix? Where do they have? Does Cheez-Its have anything?
So you go white cheddar, regular Cheez-It, and then toast it?
Yeah, just put them all in one big bag.
I'm in.
Cheez-Its, what are you doing?
Also, do
We're
they make,
solving your
do
problems.
They make churro Cheez-Its?
I don't know. I'm going to investigate this.
Cheez-Its?
Cheez-It flavors.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm sure that they're doing work. Jason's doing something over there.
Oh, they do. They have a duos bag.
Hmm.
They got spicy.
Today's episode brought to you by Cheez-Its.
I guess Cheez-Its
well,
is
no,
doing good things.
I mean, yeah, but also Wheat Thins.
No, get out of here.
Get the tomato and basil. It's
Oh, you're not talking basic?
Basic is great.
Oh.
But tomato and basil is an upgrade. It's better.
I don't know where you're coming from here.
Yeah,
Deucers, where are you guys at here
we're
on
both,
my Wheat Thins take?
We're both nodding back here with you. Actually.
The Wheat Thins and specifically the tomato and basil Wheat Thins.
Tomato basil is great.
Oh, yes. Over Cheez-Its?
No.
No, that's too far.
Okay, yeah, we're nodding against you. Got it.
Yeah, nodding against. All right, real quick, Kayla from Twitter. One more here before we move on. Would you rather read a good book written by a human or an excellent book written by ChatGPT?
I don't know that you can real quick this answer because this is very philosophical.
I can tell you my answer easily.
Well, look, when I read a book, it depends on what kind of book I'm reading for me to answer this question.
What? Okay, go on.
Because part of art is the creativity behind it. It's a human. It's a person. I will appreciate a piece of music that is not auto-generated more than an auto-generated piece of music because I, you know, part of it is saying, hey, a computer didn't paint that painting. A person did. They were thinking about it. They were painting it with their imagination and creativity, and therefore I appreciate it because it was created by a human hand.
I know you...
A ChatGPT could paint a painting. I don't appreciate that as much.
You grew up as a reader, right? You read a lot of books.
I still like to read from time to time.
Okay, but...
I didn't retire.
Well, my point in leading that way is like...
I was a reader, and then I grew up.
No, let me ask you
this. No, I get it. Yeah.
Who are your favorite authors?
Yeah, they're probably from their
childhood. Exactly. Yeah. So that's my fair. Question was going to be...
You ever heard of R.L. Stein?
have you ever
Robert
met...
Munch?
Have you ever met one of the authors of books you like? Did you go to a book signing...
Let me think about
to
that.
...to Grisham or... Whoever you're...
I've met like one or two authors of small books that I like, but not most of them, no.
But not most of the main authors that you like. Okay, so how do you... I mean, my point is, if you have not met them, and you just know their name...
Well, it's very...
How do you know they're a person or what they've been through?
Because I know that they're a person in it, and then I can attach experience to it. Like, if you tell me ChatGPT writes an autobiographical book about the life of... It assumes the position of I'm a World War II survivor.
Well, that wouldn't be autobiographical then.
What do you mean?
It's because AI didn't experience it.
It could pretend to write one.
Sure.
You're getting me on semantics of this?
Yeah.
With ChatGPT, the pretend author?
My point is
there's no way I'm not taking the human if it's in that category. If it's fantasy, totally fine either way. Don't care.
I think the issue, though, is we're at the beginning of this. We don't know. We don't know, like, in 10 years.
No.
The difference between it's something created by a human and something created by the AI.
Are you going to start down the train of consciousness here?
No. Okay. I'm saying right now there are certain times where you can tell that AI created something. Like, we've read things and we're like, I think an AI made this, but pretty soon you're not going
to
know.
That was my point. Let me give you the scenario. You sit down to read as an adult. So I know we're
stretching the limits
some
here.
Leaps here. You sit down and you read a 200-page book with the most compelling autobiographical story of a World War II survivor. You get done. You're like, this is unbelievable. It's inspiring. I've read those books before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at the back and it says, this was written by Beep Boop 127. Does it change your experience?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I know it's not real.
That's my only point.
But it's not real, so it was claiming to be real.
Correct. And so you know it's not real at the end. And so if it's a fantasy story that's all made up anyways, I think I'm more forgiving.
I get what you're saying, as in you don't want to just have the book be a liar and fake what it is. But any fictional book, and really not even just nonfiction, other than autobiographical, which obviously a ChatGPT could not do because they have not experienced it and they cannot write about themselves. An autobiographical work would be very boring. The question says, would you rather read a good book by a human or an excellent book by AI?
So same topic you're saying.
Yeah, and so
okay,
I'm like...
in that case, sure.
I don't... If you tell me that the name of this author is Billy Brasky or Willie Shakespeare, like, it makes no difference. The content of the book determines whether I like the book or not. Give me an excellent book over a good book.
Well, so that doesn't land with you, any of the comparison to, like, music? So, no. Like, if music is created, right? You said a good song's a good song. If it is 100% computer generated, Mike said it, we're at the beginning of ChatGPT, we'll be able to generate voices that are better than humans.
Yeah.
We'll be able to generate music better than written by humans. It can be completely made up.
I mean, you've kind of already done that with music because we auto-tune everything now. Like, the singing you hear on a recording, on your Apple Music, that's not a real person singing. Because it has been fixed. It has been corrected by a computer.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, I think right now, ChatGPT and AI, they can't make music that's better than humans. It's just not capable yet.
Well, they also can't really make books better than humans.
100%. Yet. They cannot. So they're just not better. But the question presupposes that now they can do it better. And to me, in the end, whatever is the, you know, if they can make better music that's catchier, that I like more, that I enjoy more, that hits me in the feels, just I don't really care the author.
Mike?
Yeah, artists about to lose your jobs.
Yeah, I don't
think
so.
The robots are coming. I do.
Yeah. All right, we're moving on.
Is this real life?
All right, we are into Is This Real Life, where we share a true story made up by ChatGPT. No, not really. We share a true story from everyday life that with one another, something from the news or the world around us, and it'll blow your mind. What's going on out there in the universe?
I don't know if these stories will blow your mind.
Mike,
but,
blow our minds.
It's a comical story. You know, the classic jail escape. So there was apparently two fellas. They were in a Virginia jail, and like, so it's like full Shawshank here, where they were able to create a hole in a wall using, you know, tools that they had crafted. They found a weakness in the design of the wall. They made tools from a toothbrush, a metal object to access, like in using rebar and things like that. So I mean, they got it done, and this had to have taken quite a while. So these two fellers escape, and
yeah, good work.
And they leave the state, as I would expect you do, and then they risked it all and got caught at an IHOP.
That was their freedom story?
They got,
that's where do you want to go?
That's what they missed?
I don't know.
The Mickey Mouse pancakes?
It doesn't necessarily say how long they were out, but they escaped digging this hole, and then the authorities, you know, we had the pictures were up or whatever, and they got caught at the International House of Pancakes. Look, I think if you break out of jail,
it's a good place to hide out.
I think you should just hold off. Maybe don't go to the IHOP. Maybe DoorDash.
Or, yeah. if you really need IHOP, just have a delivery driver. They probably don't know about DoorDash, Mike. They might have been in jail for a while.
That's true. But it's just, this story is so funny to me. Imagine Andy Dufresne. He gets out. He's like, oh, what are you going to do? Get some pancakes.
I mean, one thing.
In public. Yeah.
There was a time as a
child,
put a
mustache on or something,
that I thought IHOP was like an elite fine restaurant.
Oh, for sure.
Dude, it's the International House of Pancakes.
They, for a while, had, you know, my love for a club sandwich. For a long time, they had a cheeseburger club sandwich. So replace the turkey with a burger. It was fantastic. I've never seen it again. They stupidly removed it from their menu because it was amazing, and I would request that my family go to IHOP because I wanted to eat this sandwich, but it's gone, and now I no longer go to IHOP.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the number one on my list of just broken out places. Jason, what do you
They'll
got for us?
They'll never find us here.
Yeah.
All right, this one cracks me up because we have experienced real issues in Arizona with heat, with workers that go up in attics, go in crawl spaces,
it's very dangerous.
Work on the roof, and unfortunately the heat gets to them and they can pass away.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that.
Firefighters discover missing plumber asleep in crawl space under California home.
What?
So in this story,
wait,
Asleep? The man had been missing for hours and had not come back, to the point where the people called the firefighters out, I presume, assuming they thought he might have died.
And he was just asleep?
He was just asleep. in the crawl space on the job. Just
how long is that nap?
And are they charging by the hour? Because if this is an hourly labor cost,
this poor guy was tired.
They don't know what I'm doing down here. I'm gonna take a nap up. I mean, I was down there for hours working on this problem. It's probably just like something he brought some Flex Seal down there and just slapped it on.
It's like, sir, you look really refreshed in the face for working on a job for 4 hours.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine being the firefighters, right? You think you're like, know oh, what you're coming
yeah.
into.
Oh, no.
You think yeah. you're coming into a medical emergency.
And the smell's probably not much different.
Right, yeah. There's a plumber in a crawl space. It's not going to...
No, it's not going to be fresh.
Not going to be fresh. You get down there, and then you see the body. And then and you...
Oh, boy.
Sir...
Steve's dead.
Here we go again.
Pull on that leg, and then he goes, oh, who woke me up from my slumber?
Who disturbs my slumber?
So, yeah, that happened in California.
Okay, all right. My story comes from Florida. I think it's a bit of ingenuity that I want to share with you because, look, there's a Florida man, and he was very fed up with the government, pretty much. I mean, there's a private road. It's got poor conditions. And look, the potholes. I mean, we don't deal with potholes like other places because we don't get as much rain out here in Arizona. But we've seen them. They're out there, and they're awful. And in some places, they're really bad. They'll wreck your car. And they kept coming back, and no one will fix the pothole. So he decided to do something ingenious.
He's going
to
fix the pothole himself.
No, he's going to plant a banana tree inside the pothole. And so he planted a banana tree to help people avoid where the pothole is.
Smart.
Wow.
So now you don't drive into a tree. Instead, it's now attention grabbing and says, hey, I need to be repaired. I'm a banana tree.
Well, now you could drive into a tree. You couldn't before.
I guess that's true.
But hopefully you see it and move around the pothole. Now,
it's sending a nice message.
Do we have an update how this concluded?
Are the bananas good?
The potassium levels of this local municipality have gone up tremendously. Cramps at an all-time low. No update. I don't know if this tree got pulled and they fixed things, but I like this idea of getting...
That's very funny.
...getting the attention of the government there. So let's draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right. I'm excited about this one. We are drafting the worst places for a proposal. I had to tell my kids, I told them what we were going to do for the draft last night because we knew this one going in. And I had to tell them, they asked where I proposed, which was actually at a park. But it was only at a park because I chickened out at my first destination.
Oh, really?
Yep. Had the ring in my pocket for a good old afternoon. We had gone up to Prescott out in the woods, and I was like, oh, I'm going to propose out here. Instead, I just kind of acted awkward for about 4 hours, drove home with the ring in my pocket, picked a different day, and there you go.
Nice.
So I don't know where did you guys propose, real quick?
So I proposed in my house, but with a surprise party. My wife was throwing me a surprise birthday party that I found out about.
You Uno carded.
And so
reverse.
I threw down the Uno card. So while she came to pick me up from my job that I did not work at that day, she dropped me off there in the morning.
That day.
She came to pick me up later that afternoon while she left the house. After decorating and getting everything ready for my party, all the other people that were not even invited to my birthday party, which they found out about that, came in, redecorated everything for an engagement party.
That's pretty clever.
And then when we came back home, she was really upset when we opened the door because they didn't yell surprise like a birthday. She was like, why aren't they? Guys, why aren't you? And then she realized I was down on my knee and doing the whole proposal.
What'd she say?
Yeah, what was the...
Yeah, she said yes.
Okay, wow. Nice.
Man, it was a good time. What about you, Mike?
Maui Beach.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Maybe that's... You got the one-on-one.
Best
you can still,
places.
You can pick that right now.
All right, Mike, you have
but
the first...
But we're doing worst places.
I mean, so overdone.
Yeah, Riptides. Mike, you have the first pick in this draft. Go for it.
All right. I imagine in this scenario, you think there's no finer way for me to celebrate the life of
dang it,
of my grandfather who has recently passed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the one.
I will give my eulogy, and I will now propose at the funeral.
Oh, man. A true celebration of life.
I had that as my one-on-one.
We must continue. We must move on.
I went with grandmother's funeral, though. So, you know, you want grandpa.
Yeah, well.
That is the worst place to propose. I mean, it's just, you could pretend to justify it because all your family's there.
Let's spice this up.
That's his final wish. That's a great one. That's on my list. It's not my one-on-one, though.
Okay.
So I'm very happy that my one-on-one came back because I do think in that moment, you can spin that. You can really make that a good moment in a bad situation.
There's a little spin to it.
A little spin.
Yeah, Grandpa.
But I want to see how you spin this because I am proposing on the toilet.
Yes.
I mean, make it real special.
Just to be clear, you're on the toilet.
I'm on the toilet. And that's where I am making my proposal. Honey.
Get in here.
I got something to show you. You got to see this.
Oh, she's going to be so surprised that it's not a turd.
Well, there's still going to be a turd, but it's also a ring. So real special. And the truth is, we've got a trump card story of an engagement plan now.
Wow. Yeah, on a toilet, not the best. I get two picks in a row.
That is correct.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to go my new 101 since Mike took it. The new 101 for me is a slaughterhouse.
Oh, that's a good one. Not on my list.
Yeah. I know I probably could have saved that for my last pick.
You could have.
I feel like I want to give it the 101 power.
Yeah.
For my team. A slaughterhouse with hanging meat around and meat processing type of plant.
It can't smell good there.
Getting down on one knee, you're coming up and there's some red on that knee. So I'm going to go with slaughterhouse as my first. For my second pick, I am going to go with inside a crowded elevator.
Oh,
An elevator. There's now a time limit on being able to get this thing done.
You're totally going to miss your floor.
There's strangers everywhere. It's congested. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go crowded.
I like
elevator.
It.
Okay.
It's unique. I hadn't thought of that, but that would be pretty bad.
Not a good time.
It's not making a good memory.
No, not quite as good as your slaughterhouse with dead carcasses all around you.
Yeah.
But
romantic.
Very romantic.
She loves beef.
All right. I am on the clock. Is that right? Is it back to me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go. Look, this is a place that we all go. And when I say we all, I mean everybody listening and us.
It's very presumptuous.
It's presumptuous and it's correct. Everyone has been there. You don't enjoy going there, and some of the people that go there have websites made about them. Mm. But you don't want to propose there because
it's on my list.
Walmart is not the place to propose.
It's on my list, and you know people do it.
I'm pretty sad because it's on my list too, and I thought that was going to be a layup for later. But
yeah, peopleofwalmart.com.
It's really just the story. It's when they say, when I introduced this segment, I said, where'd you guys get proposed? Yeah. Or where did you propose? If you have
Walmart.
To answer Walmart, there is no spin.
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I can't. I'm trying to find the angle. There isn't one.
All right. So now I get two picks. So we've got the funeral. That's not going to be a good time.
No.
I will say, I'm going to start it off with, this was a late addition to the list, sort of similar to Andy's slaughterhouse, but I will say the dump.
Mm. Yeah. Landfill's on the list.
Nice. Yeah. You got it? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Like It's going to be unpleasant. It's going to be loud. It's going to be real smelly.
Yeah.
And it's called the dump.
Yeah, I mean, Mike.
When you're trying to commit your life forever to someone at a place that is synonymous with not being
garbage.
Together anymore.
Yeah.
No, you dump somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. You can't get engaged at a place where you can dump someone at the dump.
See, Jason's place had a dump, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
That's true. That's
very
true.
Nice. So, Mike, you got a third pick here.
All right. I'm going to
go. At a funeral, at a dump.
I imagine this is done, but it sounds super tacky to me, and I will say divorce courts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out with the old, in with the new. Yeah. I'm free, baby. How about you? You want to get married?
On the way out of divorce court? Okay. Yep. All right.
I like that. I didn't have it on my list, but I thought about having it on my list. It's a real nice marriage here of the pick and the place.
We built this relationship on a real, real strong bed of trust.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And you could spin it. I wanted to be with you from the moment I was single.
As soon as you went dump, Mike, I realized what I was going to take. Because you went where all of our trash goes.
Yes.
And I've already started on the toilet. But I'm going where all of our toilet goes. We're going to the sewers, baby. Let's go down below. I don't care how big a fan of the Ninja Turtles you are. You do not want a proposal.
No, those
in the sewers.
They really glamorized the sewers.
They did. They really.
They took the poop right out of it. It was just clean water down there.
Oh, they had a great place.
I wanted to live in the sewers.
They had a great place. It looked clean. They're down there just scarfing down pizza like it's nothing.
And they're riding those like little powered like surfboards down there on the
sewers.
On the sewer water.
You want to know what I never, ever saw down there? Poop.
No, which is really what makes a good sewer.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it back to me?
It is.
Well, this is tough because I have so many picks I would like to make. I'm going to keep it simple. We got the slaughterhouse. We got the crowded elevator. We're going with the pawn shop.
Oh, very
where
nice.
I may or may not have purchased the ring moments ago.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
In the pawn shop.
Honey, I know you respect the fact that I get good discounts.
I get good discounts. And they're always in nice parts of town, the pawn shops. And then I'm going to go with the DMV.
It's on my list.
This is my pick.
It's
I'm
on
going
my list.
That was my next pick.
A number and take my hand, baby.
Oh man, that was gonna be my pick.
Well, good. You stole my Walmart. I'm gonna take your DMV.
What is the reaction in the DMV? Because usually when you're out in public,
you get a clap.
You happen to catch something. There's usually a smattering of applause. Like, hey, love, we.
None of the employees are happy with you.
Yeah. Just get some groans.
They probably get hurry up.
Number 35.
All right. DMV.
Well, that's what I wanted. I'm going to have to pivot here unexpectedly. Look, this is a place where I'm sure this happens, and sometimes it has to happen. But it's not where I want it to happen in my life because it means some things are not going well.
It's on my list.
I'm going to go prison.
Yep.
There's really no winning in that situation. It's either me or them or both. It's a bad time. I don't want my proposal in a prison.
That's fair. Now, is this between the glass, like one in, one out, or is this just...
Well, yeah, I mean...
It could go any way.
Yeah, we'll say we've got a room.
Okay, all right. Mike, you got a final selection here for the worst places for a proposal draft.
So, when you are... doing the marriage proposal. It's like in life, we have discovered a lot of things can be done. You know, like we need some things done in person, but a lot of things like these work from home things we figured out we could do virtual. So my last place, the worst place for you to do a marriage proposal would be the internet.
I love that pick.
Because
that's a good answer.
Get it together.
And are we talking Zoom or text?
I'm just the internet. Of like, we are not together, but I'm going to shoot you a quick text.
What do you think?
Want to get married?
I would hope that every
ring emoji
long distance relationships, of which there are many, and I hope they thrive and succeed and get married, but I hope that the proposal did not come over at that point. This is kind of a moment. Maybe
get there.
Maybe they have these planes now where you could travel if they're far away.
They got motorized vehicles.
Yeah.
Well, I had That rounds out the draft. I had several others that I want to throw out there because I want to get your reaction to them.
Okay.
And whether you think I made a mistake, maybe I should have gone some of these directions. I did go with one that I thought could get picked, which was at a buffet.
I have Golden Corral on my list.
Okay. another option here was during another wedding.
Yes, that is on my list, and don't – do it.
That's a jerk move. That is straight up.
At me.
It steals the thunder.
At me. Yeah. I need your attention.
It's not your day.
While she's giving birth was on my list.
Oh.
Okay.
We should get married.
Seems like a bad time. When A porta potty was on the list.
Porta potties on my list.
Toilets are everywhere.
Jay went toilet.
Also, in the middle of a movie theater during a movie, which I think would be
Would you be upset?
You're like, tracking the plot.
Yes,
I mean,
I would be furious.
I don't think I would be upset as.
Oh, I'd be so mad
if it was real.
You could barely hear.
I'd be like, oh my gosh, how crazy! Mm-hmm. You guys can't believe we went to see John Wick and it was someone got married.
I'd be so furious, and then. You have to deal with, like, as the proposer, know that everyone around you is furious.
And now you have to sit back down and watch the other half of the movie. You don't even get to talk about it. And then
thanks for saying yes.
The last one was just in the car on a freeway when she's driving.
Oh.
It just doesn't seem like the best spot.
I had two that were on my list that were a little bit different. They were more experience-based. One was the getaway car. Okay, because you don't really want to take...
That's kind of romantic.
I mean, you're kind of in a time rush, you know what I mean? Like, let's get going.
But
and
you're doing something fun together.
Hang a left!
And the other was on a plane going down. You got no time left, and it's, will you marry me? Yes, but you don't get to...
Yeah, only if there's a priest on that plane can you get it done.
Right. Yeah, where are you guys on the Jumbotron proposals?
You better be sure. I don't mind the Jumbotron proposal if it's a like formality situation where like you know that they're gonna see
it's locked in.
You've been talking about it. Like in that case, I think for super sports fans it's actually a cool badge of honor. It's like, you know, two Suns fans and they're like, I did it. You know, we got married at the Suns or we got proposed at the Suns game.
You're 100% right, but you better know.
You gotta know.
If you make 20,000 people witness your destruction rejection.
Not your destruction. Like, you get the rejections. The other person.
Yeah.
The other person is like,
they don't want to
be some fake yeses that happen on the Jumbotron.
Yeah. And then on the ride home, someone's super jazzed because, I got engaged. Like, we need to talk.
I feel like Jason's proposal was one that you had to know.
That's why I asked.
Mine was 100% formality.
It was a lot.
There was no way she could have said no to me.
If you switch,
because I had a bunch of people, it would have been real embarrassing.
If you switch your birthday party to a proposal party and you get a no, that's a problem.
Everyone go home.
What did we learn today?
I learned where you two got engaged.
Yeah, that's true. Maui, very impressive, Mike. I learned that if you put a drawing of whitey tidy lines on Speedos, they become highly inappropriate.
Yeah.
I learned that Cheez-Its, they're doing great work. Like the things we've thought of, they're already doing it.
Smart people over there at Cheez-It Company. How much cheese in a Cheez-It is the real question.
Not enough.
Hey, tell your friends about the podcast. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.